Order. Joyce, order. Joyce, please call the roll.
Chair Stube.
Here.
Vice Chair Beniquisto.
Here.
Senator Bracey.
He's here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Flores.
Here.
Senator Garcia.
Here.
Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Powell.
Here.
Senator Thurston.
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Please silence all your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistants. Senator Beniquisto moves that SB 134 be temporarily postponed. Show SB 134 temporarily postponed. So that moves us to tab two, members, SB 152.
And senators, we will have Senator Stube present Senate Bill 152 on the sale of firearms. Senator Stube, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Currently, the way firearms dealers pay for their background checks is they have to, for each background check, send a check into the Florida Department of Law Enforcement for that cost. And what this bill does, and all this bill does, is allow them, the firearms dealer, to be able to either pay with a credit card or pay online electronically. That is the bill. And there is an amendment.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no question. Senator Powell, for a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chair Stube, with this bill, isn't there, just for clarification, this is to expedite the process in terms of somebody being able to get their license?
So,
with the being processed electronically?
Not your license. It's if you go in to purchase a firearm, the firearms dealers are required by law to do a backgrounds check. There's a $5 fee for that background check, and that background check actually can happen electronically. Then a bill is sent at the end of every month from FDLE to the firearms dealer for however many background checks they did, and the only way that they can pay for that currently is with a check. So what this bill does is say that firearms dealer can send a check if they still want to, but they can also pay with a credit card or they can pay electronically.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Seeing no other questions on the bill, we do have one amendment, which is barcode 718924, which was timely filed by Senator Stube. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It just deletes lines 58 through 66 and adds or other electronic means, which was something that FDLE had requested us add.
Do we have questions on the amendment? See no questions on the amendment. We have no public testimony on the amendment. Is there debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate on the amendment, without objection, we will show barcode 718924 adopted. Without objection, we are back on the bill as amended. We do have Ms. Marion Hammer on behalf of the National Rifle Association on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This bill is a good bill. It just brings us into the modern age. And as candidates, most candidates set up a special website so that they can receive contributions electronically. You log on, you punch a button, you fill in the information, and you get the money. No checks to handle, process, no mail. This is something that can be done quickly, inexpensively, and it just makes good sense, and we support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We have no additional public testimony. Is there debate on the bill? Seeing no debate on the bill, Senator Stube to close.
Wave close.
Senator Stube having closed, Joyce will please call the roll on Senate Bill 152.
Senator Bracey. Senator Bradley. Senator Flores.
Yes.
Senator Garcia.
Yes.
Senator Gibson.
Yes.
Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Powell.
Yes.
Senator Thurston.
Yes.
Vice Chair Beniquisto.
Yes.
Chair Stube. Yes. Passes.
Yes, by your vote, Senate Bill 152 is reported favorably. Senator Bracey, would you like to make a motion? With unanimous consent, you would like to a yes on Senate Bill 152. Without objection, show that done. Chairman, you have the chair back.
Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing no other business before the committee, Senator Beniquisto moves we adjourn.